Hey, it's Amanda, your tech homie here with another installment of Tech Homies Tips. Today's tip deals with making your smartphone learn how to cooperate with your photo taking, video watching, app downloading, music curating needs. In other words, your smartphone can do a lot. However, your smartphone storage can hold you back from doing a lot. People have been forever mystified by smartphone storage, even with phones today pushing greater storage levels than most folks' computers. Simply put, storage has been one of the main barriers between folks enjoying their phones and folks wishing that they could smash their phones into a million little pieces. For the latter, smashing your phone into a million little pieces is a horrible idea. When it comes to your smartphones, you're either dealing with this storage struggle with an iDevice or you're dealing with some sort of Android option. Either way, your smartphone storage will play a factor in how you feel about your phone. In earlier times, we were dealing with much less storage, but we were also dealing with phones that were not nearly as capable as the phones of today. Phones of today can record video in 4K, take professional quality photos, and download our entire music library that was at least a decade in the making. Not to mention the hundreds of apps you will inevitably download, because why not? But what do we do when we've recorded an entire weekend of performances via video, pictures, and music downloaded to our now slightly overloaded phone? Do we throw our hands up and go to the phone store and spend a ridiculous amount of money on a 256 gigabyte iPhone 10? Of course not. What we figure out how to do is how to manage our storage. Starting with Android, one of the main benefits of using an Android device over an iPhone is the availability of expandable storage via micro SD card. Micro SD cards have been around for a while, but the need for them seems to be more important now than ever in the past. A micro SD card is a marvelous, marvelous thing. About the size of a fingernail, micro SD cards can store more than some laptops have available to store. It's kind of neat how something so small can store so much data. Most people can get away with 32 to 64 gigabytes of storage. But if you're a power user or you take more selfies in a day than I may take in a year, there are much larger options for you. Currently, the largest possible micro SD card available to be purchased stands at 512 gigabytes. By all means, you can purchase a 512 gigabyte micro SD card. That is, if you have about $350 you feel like spending. If you don't want to drop that much money on a micro SD card, I don't blame you. You can get a more affordable option from many places. You can literally go to your local convenience store, Best Buy, or even my favorite establishment, Rite Aid, to get a micro SD card. You can also get them for pretty cheap if you need a decent micro SD card. The iPhone is a bit trickier when it comes to storage. Since Apple has yet to make a phone with expandable storage, it's safe to say that a micro SD card will not get you very far with iPhones. This is where cloud storage comes into play. Since iPhones don't have expandable storage, we need to have a different option to have more storage. iPhones have the ability to store data via a cloud storage option called iCloud. iCloud storage is a way to store data remotely via some sort of server type location or in the cloud. Most iPhones get about 5 gigabytes of iCloud storage by default. You'll have to purchase more storage if you need more. iCloud can be used to store various space consuming important files that you may need on your phone. iCloud storage can be used to save photos, media, PDF files, and the like. iCloud storage gives you the ability to move a chunk of data from your phone to the cloud. Whether you like it or not, it's a way for iPhones to store important data without bogging your phone down. Although micro SD cards and iCloud storage are two popular ways for folks to store data, there are tons of other options for phone storage available for you to use. You don't have to deal with losing important data files because your phone storage is full. You might be saying to yourself, "But Amanda, you've left things out." And if you're thinking that, you're probably right. Data storage is a big topic with many different avenues. Are you interested in learning more? If so, send a request to the Tech Homies @gmail.com. Again, that's thetechhomies@gmail.com. If enough people are interested in learning more about data storage, I'll hold a class at the Pontiac Tribe. Remember, if you've liked what I've had to say so far, share it with 10 of your favorite people and tell them to pass it on. That's all for me now. I hope you guys have a great time and take it easy. See ya.